Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil. I'm in studio. I am joined by Nicole Cheddar. She is with the Denver Rescue Mission, a great location here in Denver, just serving the homeless community, providing a lot just for our residents. And thank you so much, Nicole, for your time and just in stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to talk to you because you guys have a few things going on. You know, it's not just homelessness. We're dealing with poverty as well. So there are some people, and I guess I hadn't thought about this too much, but it's because I lived in California for a bit and I saw the homelessness there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People being forced out of their homes, you know, not having places to go, living in their cars, keeping jobs, but not having a place to live. And then when I come back home, I'm like, we're going through the same thing. And so it's like, where do I get my next meal from? I've got my car to live in, but I don't, you know, and I can go to my job, but I don't have anything else. So I think people always think when, you know, somebody's homeless, they think of, you know, somebody that they pass on the street or the tent villages. So there's much more to it. Could you elaborate just a little bit more on that?
Yeah, you couldn't be more right on. I know when I started at the mission, my perception of homelessness like drastically changed pretty quickly, because I too was like, okay, someone who's experiencing homelessness is just someone on that street corner holding up a sign and they're going to use that money for drugs or alcohol. I quickly learned that that's really not the case. The individuals that we work with, everyone who comes through our door has a unique story to tell, and everyone's circumstances are unique. We've seen people who have jobs and they're still living on the streets. We've seen people who have abused drug and alcohol and they are homeless as well. We've seen women who have dealt with domestic violence. You know, the rent is high in Denver. Yeah. There's people who, as I mentioned earlier, are hard workers. They have a 40-hour, you know, job a week and they're making a lot of money, but they can't afford to live here. And so, you know, a lot of the people that we do see downtown are workers and they're working hard and they're trying to save money. And one of the really cool programs and services that we offer downtown is called our Next Step Services.
Okay.
And that's at our Lawrence Street shelter downtown. And that's for men who, you know, they are working and they're trying to figure out those next steps and they just need a place to stay and food to have and, you know, a place to stay warm. And so they can figure out those next steps. And they'll work with our case managers to see, you know, do I need more help? Do I need to work with another provider here in Denver? Should I go into one of Denver Rescue Mission's programs? And so it's around a 50-day program, and those men, you know, work with our case managers to see, do I just need to save some money or do I need to take some more steps, become self-sufficient to be able to live here in Denver?
So you just mentioned some of the Denver Rescue Mission programs. What are a few of those? Because I know we were just talking about the Next Step Services, but I know that there's transitional programs. Or can you elaborate just more on some of the other programs?
A lot of people know Denver Rescue Mission as our Jesus Saves, you know, building downtown and the emergency shelter overnight. And that's really awesome. We serve more than 900,000 meals a year between all our locations, including that emergency shelter. But something that's also really cool about Denver Rescue Mission is that we have transitional programs. Giving someone just a place to sleep and a meal for them to eat is a great starting point, but we want to get to the root of the problems and the issues that these individuals are going through. And so we have our New Life program and also our STAR transitional program, and those are both located at the Crossing here in Denver. And then we also have our New Life program up in Wellington, and that's really cool too at our Harvest Farm. And so New Life program is just for men, and it's a program that helps them overcome destructive habits so they can get back on their feet. And when I say destructive habits, I mean drug and alcohol abuse, financial issues. They learn things like how to write a resume, a cover letting. They do work readiness programs. They learn soft skills and hard skills. It's a 6 to 12 month program.
Okay.
As I mentioned earlier, every person who comes through our doors has a unique story. So some people just need those 6 months. Other people need that year. So it's working hand in hand with them. And we call them their chaplains, which is kind of like a case manager. And they see, you know, what steps do we need to take? So when you leave this program, you're not just, you know, you're right back where you ended up. But, you know, they're starting to work on their savings account and all of that. And then the other program I mentioned is our STAR Transitional Program. And I absolutely love this program. It's for families and seniors and individuals. And, you know, kind of similar to the New Life Program is they work on, you know, figuring out what things do I need to learn in the next 12 months. So when I'm out of this program, I can provide for my family or provide for myself. So they'll do like financial training and learn how to, you know, save their savings and things like that and help them pay off their credit card debt and things like that. Also in that program, we have our Denver Broncos Youth Center room, which I think is just the most magical place in the world. We have the most incredible youth coordinator over there, and he, you know, runs an after-school program for our kiddos. In our program, we typically have around 60 kids who come and utilize those services. And so we have things like tutors and homework helpers and just a place for kids to be kids. There's also games and toys, and it's just a really awesome piece of that whole STAR Transitional Program.
Okay, now you mentioned the crossing. Can you go into a little bit more depth about what exactly the crossing is and where it's located?
Yeah. So the crossing is separate from our emergency shelter downtown. Mm-hmm. It's located off of 6090 Smith Road.
Okay.
And it was an old motel that we turned into a transitional housing unit. We have upwards of 300 rooms there. Wow. And so we're typically usually right around capacity for the crossing. And so we acquired that several years ago so we could help better suit, you know, the individuals who are experiencing homelessness transition out of homelessness. I think that people think that it's this quick answer and this quick solution to helping someone. But there's a lot of things that they need to work through and issues that they need to face. And so it's really cool to provide them that space to meet with trained professionals who are on the front lines every day working hand in hand with them to see, you know, how can I be self-sufficient at the end of this process?
Okay, so let's just say, you know, I'm in the program. You guys are helping me, you know, figure out debt and how to get housing and do all these things, and I kind of transition out. Can I ever come back, though, if I need additional help or resources or things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the really, really amazing pieces about this program is that our participants get paired with a mentor that's out in the community. A lot of times it's like individuals that they share interests in. And so like our kiddos will be paired with like a high schooler who can kind of help guide them along the way. Our guys in our New Life program will be paired with someone who's in the business that they want to go into when they get out of the program. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really great piece about our program. But then the other thing that we touch on is community. A lot of times people fall to homelessness because they don't have a strong community to rally around them when hard times hit. So while people are in our programs, we try to connect them with the community, whether that is a church or another nonprofit or a place of work. We want to make sure when they leave that they have that support system. I know a lot of the times, like, kids in our program will come back to our Denver Broncos Youth Center and, you know, they're welcome and they can, you know, speak with our tutors, and, you know, Hannah and Joe who work over there are great at, you know, accepting them in and letting them be a part of that. So obviously we'd love, you know, we don't want them to come back, but they're not going to be turned away.
Yeah, because I was reading something that there was a gentleman on the website. His name was Mo, and he was part of the program, and he comes back, and I think he works there now.
Yeah, so Mo is actually one of our chefs at our Lawrence Street Community Center, and he did experience homelessness himself. And he, you know, really rose to the occasion, got himself out of the situation, and now he's actually working for us downtown and kind of giving back to others the way that they had given to him while he was homeless. So it kind of was that 360 full circle come around. And it's really it's really, you know, heartwarming because a lot of the people we serve, I don't want to say a lot, but a majority of them have been in that situation. And now they work for either the mission or Volunteers of America or another provider here because they see the difference that these providers can make in someone's life.
Great. Nicole, and you know, I mean, this is great because, I mean, you guys are doing everything for, you know, first month's rent assistance, deposits, helping with long-term housing solutions. It's not just, okay, here's a meal, go on your way. You know, what is that thing about be warm and well-fed? You know, you guys are really trying to get to the root of the problem and help people to move on to the next level of their life. So great information.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just, you know, as I mentioned earlier, every person who comes to our door has a unique story, and I think when the community, you know, sees individuals experiencing homelessness, they don't necessarily see them as a human being. And so I just really encourage people to see them as, you know, that could be my coworker, that could be my friend. You know, homelessness can happen to anyone. So I just hope people in Denver can keep an open mind when they do think about people experiencing homelessness.
And if I'm listening to this and I want to maybe, you know, I'm not the volunteer type. I want to give money, you know, or I want to give something. You know what I'm saying? How do they do that? How would I, you know, how do I contact you all?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you head over to our website, denverrescuemission.org, you can see all of the different ways you can give, whether that's money. Some people donate furniture. You can donate clothes to us. You can also donate your time. So you can see all the different ways that you can help us serve the community that we do through that website.
Great. Nicole, thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.